We're here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, and with me is meteorologist Greg Solier, who gave us a little bit of an overview of the weather situation, which is just pretty crazy at this point, right, Greg?
Exactly. Yeah, we tried to come up with some semblance of an answer here. What exactly is normal with the extremes on one end or another? And you can come up with an extreme spell of dryness, an extreme spell of wet weather. You put them together, technically speaking, it's a normal distribution of moisture. But a producer will tell you it's anything but. Same applies to temperatures, severe weather, what have you. So, yeah, we anticipate a pretty busy fall and winter season around here. While it's hot and dry, I think there are no signs from our vantage point of seeing anything of an expansion of the drought. Quite the opposite, early cold and early moisture. Moisture needed, but maybe not necessarily in the way of probably a late start to harvest operations across the heartland.
Well, of course, we had the extreme drought last year, and you went back and showed how that is impacting the situation this year.
Exactly. Really set the table for this year, and surprisingly so. Now, we started off with an excess of moisture, planting delays, and that's one reason why we're sort of behind the eight ball with crop development, not to mention temperature issues. But we've seen a little more reemergence of some of that drought pattern back into the Western Corn Belt, parts of the Eastern Complex. Not the scope, not the severity, while we have the equivalent temperature pattern pretty much as such. But again, no sign of that drought pattern moving any farther to the east, and it's still locked in across the winter wheat belt and the far western Corn Belt, and it's one of those droughts that probably will be something that will take, once again, a multi-year episode of normal to above-normal moisture to completely eradicate. So it may ebb and flow. Topsoil will likely improve, but at times that subsoil base is still drier than you like to see, so it's back and forth, on and off, with some semblance of a drought in one form or another that sticks around west of the Missouri here for the foreseeable future.
Well, because of the planting situation and the slow crop development that we've seen this year, and you mentioned the potential for early frost or freeze, if you could put a number on it, what do you think is going to be the potential for an early frost or freeze?
I think above average from our estimate. Now, there's some forecasters that are maybe giving a 10 or 15% likelihood, which I don't know what they consider a benchmark, but for us, that's really not much of a benchmark. It's either on or off, in or out. We look at a variety of indices, both from our in-house forecasting rules, but we take a look at temperatures above the main weather layer, the stratosphere. We take a look at ocean temperatures in the Pacific and how they line up on a systematic index in the northern and central Atlantic as well. All of those do point towards early season cold outbreaks, then that sets the table for systems to kind of run the periphery of the cold across the heartland, late season warm to the west and south, and you come up with the moisture makers that you're looking for. So we think with a good confidence, otherwise we would be peddling and talking about this, that it is cold and moisture that producers have to watch out for the balance of the growing season and into the fall season.
So it's been kind of an interesting year to be a meteorologist. Well, it probably always is, right?
Every day it is. I don't think I've had a day off since I got out of school. Matter of fact, I got interested in weather back in my mid-teens, and it's been, you know, it's not just a job. It's a career, and it's just a passion that folks who really get into the heart of this business really enjoy. So it is what it is. Wouldn't do anything different.
All right. Thanks so much, Greg. Here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.